Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Another powerful thing that's happening right now is the healing of hopelessness or hope deferred. In Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. So right now the Lord is healing hope deferred, which means it's hopelessness, but it's also where you've just had a bunch of things not maybe promised to you, or you got the wind knocked out of you, and hope deferred can come in different ways, but he's healing. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. That means answered prayer, or whether it's an answered prayer or suddenly you get understanding about how to pray. I had to shift my prayers this month. Some things I've been praying for are doing. And I had to shift everything into a new understanding the Lord started to give me. And so it was like I had hope deferred was doing some stuff with me. And then suddenly the Lord started to bring new understanding, new revelation. And he's bringing radical changes. He's flipping things around, bringing new hope and a future. And I haven't seen this verse in a while. When I pray for the prophetic word for the month, and that's what this is. It's not limited at all in time, but when I go into my time of prayer, and I heard Jeremiah 29:11-13. And again, some of these verses I've heard a long time, but they're powerful. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and to not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you'll call upon me and come to me in prayer. I will listen to you. When you seek me, you will find me if you seek me with all your heart. So Jeremiah 29:11 is a very, very powerful thing. Quite often, I think, you know, we get it on your refrigerator or on your Bible, whichever you go to most. Just kidding. But get Jeremiah 29 in front of you, 11 and 12. 13 talks about answered prayer. But quite often we can start seeing the opposite of these things. And that's the amazing promises in the Bible. Maybe you're seeing the opposite. Jeremiah 29 definitely talks about, I know the plans I have for you. And some people can, like, all right, I don't know the plans right now. Plans, declares the Lord, prosper you. Maybe you are struggling with debt, like we are right now as a ministry. We're struggling with debt first time in a very long time. But we have the word of the Lord is opposite. And plans to not harm you. And so we take authority over that, over fear. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you'll call upon me and I will pray. This is in verse 12 and 13 talks about answered prayer. Now, Jeremiah 29:11-13 really is the kind of like the perfect, if it's all working for you, for us, then it's like the perfect thing that can happen. If you're out of alignment in any area, like we are right now, we need to hear the Lord more clearly. We need finances. We need a financial breakthrough. We need to work through some things that have been happening. So we're standing on Jeremiah 29:11-13 and declaring it. And we stand on the word. We persevere through the storms and we continue to pray. Jesus was the one who, during, you know, his disciples were all freaking out in the storms, but he did not. He slept in the storm. He commanded peace be still to the storm. And we need to continue to pray and watch for the Lord to open things up right now. Lord, we pray for right now. If Jeremiah 29:11-13 is in any way, shape, or form out of alignment over us, not our fault. Possibly we don't want to, we just want to come into agreement with your word. We pray that you would bring the Jeremiah 29:11 through 13 alignment. Peace, be still. Release your plan. Release. When prosper doesn't mean that you, prosperity message just means finances. We need finances. Release no harm. That's the fear being broken. Some people it's terror, PTSD, terror from the things that have happened. Release your plans to give us a hope and a future and answered prayer. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Quite often, we can forget about the promises in the Bible, but these are right there. And so as we continue to pray and watch for the Lord, he's moving right now. Release this, Lord. The Jeremiah 29:11-13 shift over us. Show us what we need to do. And another very powerful part of the word this month, we're getting these, the Hebrews 4:12, we're getting the swords of the Lord and the spirit of truth. That's what I started out with. But also the armor of the Lord. The armor, this is the armor of war. It's time to put on the armor. I put on the armor several times a day, you know, as needed. Ephesians 6:10-11. Finally, Paul says this, be strong in the Lord and mighty in power. Put on the full armor of God, that you may stand against the devil's schemes. Lord, we do this right now. We want to stand. Verse 13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you'll be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything else, to stand. We're standing right now. If you've done everything else, you've been praying. We're standing, we're waiting on our financial breakthrough, we're waiting on our, not just finances, there's many different things that the Lord's doing right now, healing, revelation, deeper understanding of things. Paul says in verse 14, this is Ephesians 6:14, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. That's interesting, it starts with the belt. You don't have, you know, sometimes we put on the helmet of salvation. That's okay. But it's interesting. Paul starts with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness. We put it on right now, Lord. We put on the belt of truth. Ephesians 6:13-18. We put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. Put it in place right now. And to have our feet fitted with the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace. And in addition, we take up the shield of faith and we extinguish all the flaming arrows, the fiery darts of the evil one. We put on the helmet of salvation, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. And this is very powerful. The Lord said, it's time to put on the armor of war to get out of our situations right now and take up the sword of the spirit, which is, you can find it here, Ephesians 6:17, but it's also the Hebrews 4:12 is a sword of the spirit. It's throughout the Bible. We just do this right now, Lord. We put on the armor of war. And however how many times you need, maybe it's your breakthrough he's having right now with this. In verse 18, and we pray, this is still Ephesians 6, about the armor. And we pray in the spirit on all occasions with all types of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people. Right now we put on the armor of the Lord. We can, praying in the spirit is very powerful, whether that's tongues or not, it doesn't matter. I just pray in and out of, I just pray in the spirit. I put on the armor. We just put it on right now. Lord, we put on the armor We pray in the Spirit. Right now, let's just pray together. And we lift up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you for your good. And we ask you to release this. We thank you for your goodness. And we pray together. We're in agreement. We thank you, Father, that you're doing something new this month with the armor of war, with the sword of the Spirit, the sword of the Lord, which is the word of God and the Spirit of truth, that Jesus said, I'm sending you the Spirit of truth. And it's to break us out of hope deferred makes the heart sick, and to bring Jeremiah 29:11-13 into reality. It's like a roadmap I saw for this month, or it's not limited to this month, but I saw this roadmap being released to it. And Father, I thank you for your goodness. Ooh, Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, let that saturate and soak over you for a minute. We're gonna, this is definitely a time of shifting the spiritual atmosphere over us. Thank you, Lord. Shift the spiritual atmosphere. Thank you, Father.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.